David, first of all, yesterday Coach Spag spoke about, he congratulated you on the Pro Bowl, even though you're not a starter, but the fact that you even got the consideration fourth, I mean, what does that mean to you that he thinks that highly of you and believes in you and feels basically, without saying, that you got snubbed?
Well, you know, it's Spags. I know he's one of my biggest supporters. You know, we built a great relationship over the, you know, the past 2 years. And, you know, I think I do a good job of doing exactly what he asked of me. So anytime he could show some support from me publicly, you know, I know he'd be more than, you know, happy to do it. But, you know, just not only to receive the recognition from people outside of this building, but to have guys in this building know, you know, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do, you know, that's a little bit more satisfying than a Pro Bowl.
What does it mean in a season like this that team-wise, you know, you're able to kind of keep your own individual stuff together despite some difficulties record-wise?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, at that point, when you're not achieving the team goal, you have to just, you know, look within yourself. And I think you should do that in the beginning as well, because if you can be the best you that you possibly can be, then, I mean, that'll help the team goal. But, you know, unfortunately, this year we weren't able to accomplish what we set out to accomplish. So, you know, no matter the outcome of games or, you know, whether we have a winning record or a losing record, just got to go out there and keep fighting. Because if you don't, I mean, I don't want to be one of those guys 10 years from now when they talk about this Giants team, you know, that they can say I wasn't handling my business.
Damon, when you look at the Cardinals offensive line, they've had some injuries there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they have the change in quarterback. How much does that kind of give you extra things to worry about when you have that kind of change across the board there?
Well, I think they're playing two quarterbacks, right?
I think they're going with Stanton this week. I think that's the plan. I don't know if they're going back to Gabbert, but
yeah. I mean, it's just another guy you got to look at some past film on him to be able to properly evaluate him. So, and I think those guys are a little more mobile than Palmer was. But at the same time, the NFL quarterbacks, and they've had some success in this league. So you still got to give them the same respect no matter who the offensive line is.
But speaking of the offensive line, like I said, they've had some injuries. So those guys haven't really played together a whole season. Mm-hmm. Does that make it harder to watch them on film because you don't necessarily see what one guy's doing?
Yeah, you know, offensive line, they usually work well together. So if you don't see a lot of those guys together consistently, then, yeah, it's hard to formulate an opinion exactly how you can attack them in a game. So you just try to dissect each one individual when you can. But, yeah, it makes it tough.
Damon, your former teammate Mo Wilkerson had to justify that he's lived up to his contract. Do you have any thoughts on that whole situation?
I don't want to worry about the New York Giants, sir. He's a good friend of mine. I wish him the best. I don't understand the situation in its entirety, so it'd be hard for me to comment on it.
How hard has it been for this locker room to sort of stay together, considering everything that's gone on here?
Not hard at all, man. We got some guys who love the game of football, and they understand we still have a job to do. And, you know, a lot of the guys don't want to, like I said, don't want to be known as that guy who's not doing what he's supposed to do. So it's not hard at all. You know, we still have guys, you know, in good spirits. And if it wasn't, then I guess I'd have more to say on that. But you just don't see it.
Damon, just to go back to the Pro Bowl for a moment, you're obviously a man who takes great pride in what you put out there on the field. Mm-hmm. When you don't get that respect from whoever it is that's not giving it to you, I mean, does that burn within you?
Yeah, it definitely does. Because, you know, I go out there and I give it my all. And, you know, not to get that recognition, you know, no matter how small or great, you know, that's something I'll never forget. But at the same time, the guys that I named on Twitter, you know, I knew they were much more deserving than I was. So, you know, it was a no-brainer. I can't get mad and say to pull any of those guys out so I can go in there and in their spots. They deserve it.
Have you ever given any thought as to what might be holding that, stopping you from getting that nomination? Is it the fact that you limited snaps or something?
Yeah, I think if I play more on third down, then possibly. But it's just not what, you know, the scheme is not fit for me to be in on third down, and that's not what they asked me to do. So I just try to excel on first and second down and whatever third down opportunities I get. But most definitely if I was in on third.